Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden on the night before Thanksgiving. Celtics and the New York Knicks, our conversation with the head coach, brought to you by Star Markets, just for you, digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Good night to do that. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. Let's start here and work backwards. Clarify this on Monday night. The things that people have perceived as issues, he emphasized that word, that we have discussed, that had nothing to do with what happened Monday, right? That was actually, you know, we thought, Max and I both thought, out of however many games it's been, 17 games, that was probably almost a top five performance.
Yeah, for sure. We did a lot of good things. Kemba had a great game. They made other timely plays. I mean, their other guys made big shots. They got 3 three-pointers from their five spot, and we just didn't quite have enough. We didn't quite capitalize, but I thought we looked a lot more like ourselves, and that's encouraging, and that's usually a good sign.
What's the first thing you're thinking of when you say look like ourselves? Because obviously the offensive numbers were very good, making more shots, but what is that, an extra pass? What is the first thing you're thinking of when you say that?
Our mistakes are technical. They're not out of, you know, a lack of being in the right spot, a lack of effort, a lack of preparation. You know, on offense, we're getting great looks, but we're missing. Even when we run good offense, you feel good about it regardless of the result of the play. So there was only about a 6 or 7 possession stretch there that I didn't feel great about. Other than that, it felt pretty good.
How much of anything that's going on now is the whole make or miss league thing? And I bring that one up because I tweeted out a number earlier, had to do with Jalen and Al and Gordon and what they have shot from the three in their career versus what they are shooting now. And if they were shooting the same number they've always shot their entire career, you'd have another 3 or 4 points a game, which, as we know, in this league is everything, and you probably are 12-5 instead of 9-8 at this point, and all of the ancillary conversation that happens probably isn't happening.
It's the way it works. I mean, there's nothing, I don't think it's brain surgery, but there's reasons why you don't make shots. Sometimes it's just one of those nights where you don't make them. Sometimes it's, you know, you get the ball when you don't expect to. Sometimes you don't get the ball when you expect to. Sometimes it's how you feel. You know, there's just a way that you go into the game and an approach you go into the game with that is confident and free and has, you know, a really good vibe to it. And I think when you feel that way, you tend to make shots more. When things aren't going your way, things tend to go the other way. So you just have to kind of change your mind, focus on the things you can control. And it's funny, I think when you do that, things start to even out and take care of themselves.
My only lineup question was this. What was at the top of the list of the reasons to try that tweak? Was it Gordon and Marcus, the way they have been playing together? How high was that on the list?
It was high on the list, but it wasn't. I would say that, you know, obviously that group, for whatever reason, never really clicked on the offensive end of the floor. Inevitably, they still have to. I mean, the reality is we have to play those guys together, and we have to get those guys to play as well as they can together. But Jalen had much of his success when being defended by wings last year. He was being defended by fours in a lot of these circumstances. And, you know, either moving Gordon, Jason, Jalen, whoever of those wings to the bench, the bottom line is it's more about maximizing everybody than something that – you know, anytime you go from starter to the bench, people, you know, overreact. And, you know, to me, it's not a huge deal. But I realize that that's all we have to talk about sometimes.
Well, you know what's funny about make all the talk about making these dramatic changes and sweeping changes in the starting lineup, and it was Coach Fizdale who actually did it last night. What did you think of their new starting group against the Blazers? They looked pretty good together.
I was not surprised because the way they started at Orlando, when those guys came in, they got right back in the game. They gave a 44-point first quarter at Orlando, and they were you know, when Kanter and Vonleh and those guys came in, they were much different. And so I wasn't surprised, and they got beat by a really good team last night, and I thought they played really well and had chances, obviously. Some missed free throws, some missed opportunities, and otherwise they're beating Portland last night.
It's almost this Celtic killer fantasy team. I see Trey Burke, who had the huge game last year. I see Emmanuel Mudiay, who had a 24-point quarter in his building 2 years ago. And Kanter, I did literally look this one up. He's averaging 20-10 against the Celtics over the last, like, 6-7 years.
Yeah, isn't it funny when you look at it, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
I said the exact same thing to Jay Larinaga. I said, has everybody had their career high against us on this team? But no, it's Hardaway's had great games. Moutier, obviously. Trey Burke, as you mentioned. Kanter's been great. So we're going to have to be tight tonight, and I'm looking forward to seeing how our guys react, because I felt really good yesterday after practicing very briefly. Felt good after our walkthrough, but that doesn't guarantee anything in this league. You got to go out and play well.
That's the head coach. There's been a lot of criticism in the media. That's part of the gig, and if you can't take it, what's that they say? Get out of the kitchen. But speaking of kitchen, word is you had some issues, and I haven't gotten text back from Tracy about the green bean casserole yet, but this is – do you want to clarify – before this spirals out of control, did you want to clarify or amend your somewhat critical – you know, you choose your criticism very carefully of your players and whatever. I was a bit surprised to hear those comments.
Well, I don't think it took into account how good the dessert is that those guys were asking about. So she's unbelievable at making that dessert, and the green bean casserole came up a little short. And, you know, it's just like when I got home from Charlotte, you know, we weren't focused on all the good things we did on both ends of the court. We were focused on the result. And so she probably had a few choice words for the coaching. So I have a few choice words for the green bean casserole. And we have a great relationship.
Will you consider changes in the cooking lineup?
No. No, that's the one thing. That's the one thing I ain't changing. I way outkicked my coverage, as you know. She's the very best, but her green bean casserole could use a little work.
I love it. You don't back down. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Celtics and Knicks next on the WROR Celtics Radio Network.